Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics.
Here's the serve, setting it in the middle, block! Huskies just blocked it big time!
Now he looks like he wants a throw, looking for a man, has a catch! Yes! David Walter with the catch in traffic! Pulls across the goal line for a Husky touchdown!
Hawk for three, it's good! Nice, dribbles once, pulls up, shoots, scores!
Rebound there for Valdez, he'll shoot, scores!
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll.
Brought to you by the Rock House Grill and Tavern.
1, 2, 3, and go!
Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembra.
Well, thanks a lot, Mitch Link. We do appreciate it. Even when he's on vacation, he still is introducing us. That is Mitch, and we are ready to go for Huskies Drive Time here for the 2016-2017 season, and we are excited about it. Yes, indeed, the first official week of the season coming up. We've got football at home. We've got soccer at home, volleyball on the road for a bunch of matches, and things are getting going for Michigan Tech. And I know the guys from the Sports Information Department are excited about it, too. Cal is in here. Kirk is in here. And we are ready to go. Cal Larson, how are you doing, my friend? Nice to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. Feels great to be back here.
You sound so excited, too. Yeah, thanks, Dirk, and thanks for having me back. We appreciate it. Why don't you introduce Kirk and tell everybody a little bit about him.
Kirk McDonald has started with us here, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So
yeah.
Kirk joins us from Ohio. So Kirk has, you know, a lot of experience in sports information from NAIA, so he's excited to take over Division II athletics. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kirk.
Well, I'm from Ohio originally, grew up there, and then lived in Mississippi for 6 years and worked at an NAIA school, which is now a Division III school down there. So covered football for them, and we had 15 sports, so I'm excited to have football and basketball and soccer here, and looking forward to learning a little bit more about hockey, too, and how that's covered. From what I understand, it's a big sport up here. So
absolutely.
I'm excited about it.
Talk a little about your first couple of weeks here, Kirk, and what you know your thoughts of the area and everything.
Oh, I love it. I'm an outdoors person. I love to kayak, love to hike, love to hunt. So this is going to be, I think, a really great experience for me outside of work, too, but not only outside, but inside as well, just trying to get caught up on everything. The coaching staff has been great. Our athletics directors, everybody who has I've come across so far has been outstanding. So it's been a very, very busy 2 weeks, but excited to get the season going and kind of get things rolling here with Michigan Tech.
Kind of thrown right into the deep end, hey?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of a learning curve, but I think I'm coming along pretty well and kind of getting the swing of things and getting going.
We'll talk more with Kirk and Cal in just a little bit, but we're going to get Coach Curley on in just a moment. We've got a big football game opening up the season at Sherman Field coming up this Saturday. We will talk all about that when we return here on Huskies Drive Time, brought to you by the Rock House. Right now it's weather coming to you from Superior Tax and Accounting Services.
Does payroll and bookkeeping take time away from running your business? Leave your payroll and bookkeeping up to us at Superior Tax and Accounting Services in Houghton. You can count on Superior Tax and Accounting Services to get your payroll and bookkeeping done quickly and at a reasonable rate. Let us start working with Superior Tax and Accounting Services at 523-7012 or stop by. We're Kitty Corner from Family Video on Sharon Avenue in Houghton. See you soon at Superior Tax and Accounting Services, 523-7012.
John D. Skies will be partly cloudy this morning, then become mostly sunny this afternoon with a high around 74 and northwest winds blowing at 5 to 10. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 54, tomorrow mostly sunny, high around 68, north winds at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 56, and for Thursday, partly cloudy, with a high around 66, northeast winds blowing at 5 to 10. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we are talking Michigan Tech football right here on the Dirk side. A little bit of Rolling Stones for Coach Curley as we bump him in on this Tuesday morning. The Michigan Tech football team opens up its season with two home games. First one this weekend, 1 o'clock at Sherman Field. VIP four packs are on sale for that. Season tickets are on sale for that. And we want to make sure everybody gets to that game. Right now, Coach, 76 and sunny. For opening day of the season, not a bad weather forecast by meteorologist John D.
I hope John's right, Dirk.
I think he is.
I don't think he's ever been wrong, but no, it's supposed to be a great day. You know, we're working on the heat. Yesterday we kind of got let the heat get to us a little bit in the practice, and I think it was a good learning experience. And you know, we're trying to get the you know, the hydration and all that stuff that, that you know, take into account, because it could be, kind of a warm Saturday afternoon.
Well, warm indeed. It could be. It should be a great game, too, and I know this is an opponent that comes in here that can play some very good football. And if you could, Coach, we talked to you in detail on Thursday, but how has preparation early on so far this week been for Walsh?
Well, our camp was good. We broke camp last Friday, Dirk, and got back and got a light practice without pads on Sunday. And we actually got an extra practice this week with, with four practices prepping them. So, we're in our early stage. What we do now is, like, today will be a normal week's Wednesday, and then we will get two what we call them polished practices where we're, we're quick and try to run all the things that can hit us. And we'll get two of those on Wednesday and Thursday, where normally we'd only get one of those in a game week.
You talk about the heat, Coach, and it is can be a factor if you're not prepared for it. How much does preparing with the heat help on a day like which could be on Saturday?
Well, we had, I think, two or three days during our early camp where it was, mid-80s, and I think that helps get you prepared. We're probably is I don't want to say least prepared of anybody in our league just because of where we live. I'm sure that that they're coming in here and they've seen hotter weather down there and in Columbus and in Akron than we have, but our camp was good. I think we prepared ourselves. We condition every day, so I think we're ready. But until it actually rings a bell and you get in the middle of that third or fourth quarter, you're never sure.
Welsh struggled to score points at times last year. Had a 2-8 record overall, but they did have a couple of overtime losses that were high scoring affairs. I think Ashland and Lake Erie both at home for them. What kind of film do you look at with the first game like this? Do you go back to last season or late last season? What do you do with that?
Well, we have the ability to get all their film from last year. What we do is take their last three or four games because that was the way that they were trending. And then, the one thing with the first game is you have to be prepared for something new. Whether it's they've changed their punt team or or changed their blocking schemes or giving you a new formation or personnel groupings. All those things in a first game, you got to be ready because you don't have any film on what they've changed or implemented or installed over the over the course of the year.
How about your one huddle, Coach, in the on the offense? We talked on Thursday. John Williams was number one. How is Kevin Miller and Henderson and other guys back there stacking up?
Well, right now everybody will play. I think offensively everybody's been cleared. Johnny will be in the one huddle. Kevin and James Henderson are both a rep and with our prep unit, and both could. Could play on Saturday, and I think all of our wide receivers are healthy, so we should be full go there.
Tight end Winky, he'll be a big part of the game. You've got Brandon Cowie, of course, at quarterback, and are you still planning on? I know you don't like the script. You like the script the first 10 or so plays, correct?
Well, we do. Our early down situation, we like to have plays, and that's. That's one where, this first ball game, that they have everything that you've run late in the year. So we kind of, do some self-scouting on our last three or four ball games and, okay, what did we run? And, especially in particular situations where, if it's short yardage, what did we run so that they've practiced against it so we maybe can, change up some personnel groupings or a couple plays. Your two-point plays, have you run it? Of course, We ran one twice in that Tiffin ball game, so we've had discussions on what we want to do in case we get in a 2-point play situation. All those little things that you got to be ready for that can happen real quickly on a Saturday.
Coach, talk about how important it is to have Brandon Cowie coming back in as a quarterback. Obviously, after a year as a starter last year, but coming in as a starter as a senior this year, how important is that for your offense?
I've always said early in the year, a veteran seasoned quarterback is really valuable. I've always said I'm kind of pleased with Ferris State's situation where you're playing somebody that's lost a quarterback that started forever for him early in the year because it takes a few ball games to get that young person where he's executing and gets a flow and a rhythm and all that stuff. We don't have to worry about that. With Brandon being a